Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro.
You sound unsure about that.
No, we should.
Oh, okay.
Check.
All right.
This is our new show.
Welcome.
This is show hesitant welcome.
Or welcome.
Uncomfortable silence.
No, that's just normal. That's just every show. Uncomfortable silence.
Despite how we sound, we're really glad you're here.
Warren is really glad.
John's just a dick.
I'm a little bit glad.
Cue the music.
Welcome to Urban Legend. You know, when someone sneezes, an automatic response now is to say bless you to someone. But the actual origin of that is actually quite unusual, because in years and years ago, bless you was actually a swear word, much like fuck you. And so when someone would sneeze...
Is that two words?
No. Yes, two words. So when someone would sneeze, sneezing was also considered very insulting. So whenever someone would sneeze, the automatic response was, bless you.
Bless you too, motherfucker.
So that's how people started saying bless you after a sneeze.
So how did it then become kindness?
Well, eventually people realized, well, I guess it's not that offensive if someone sneezes. Because it's pretty much...
What about the bless you part?
What do you mean it's not offensive?
Well, it's not an insult. It's just people sneeze, right?
Well, I don't look at it that way at all. You sneeze in front of me, I'm going to fucking punch you.
Well, You're living in the past, man.
I'm old school.
But even if people then decided that a sneeze was less offensive, I don't think in 200 years people are going to say, fuck you is kind of a nice thing to say to someone.
Well, no, but bless you, that, you know, like in French, the swear words tend to be related more to religion and church and things like that. And that's how some English words were as well.
But the religious swears in French are like, damn you, not bless you.
Well,
they're kind of like the opposite.
In French, it probably used to be a swear word, too.
He just, you know, he doesn't really...
This isn't a bilingual...
Can't appeal legend to him through reason, that's for sure.
So, the worst thing you used to be able to say to someone was, have a nice day.
No, that was fine.
Then they'd fucking just go nuts on you.
No, I think he's saying in particular, bless you. That was a bad one.
Yeah, why don't you bless right off?
Bless you and the horse you rode in on.
The horse?
Yeah.
I like how he sounded all sheepish about it. Yeah.
I'm afraid that's just totally fucking retarded.
Well, it's true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's true.
So, the new superhero is Poisoned Banana Babe.
Poisoned Banana Babe?
Yeah.
And what's her deal?
She gets to... She spontaneously produces bananas with their poisons.
Fuck! This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Where does she produce them from?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Is she an ex-stripper?
Could be.
Uh-huh.
she does it in private, all right? She loads up her little bag full of poisoned bananas. And then
are they brown bananas?
She uses them to fight
crime. To fight crime?
Yeah.
And what? How does she do this? Does she offer them
no,
to
No, I know. She tricks the criminals into eating the bananas.
Exactly.
Because she tempts them with these tasty-looking bananas, so they're not brown.
Or she just peels them and leaves the banana peels on
them. Well, they don't need to be poisonous, do they?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's just a bonus.
So maybe she offers them to villains, feeds them the banana, and leaves the peel around for them to... In case the banana doesn't quite finish them off, if it just makes them a little sick, they can slip and break their necks. But what if she threw
a gorilla? He's fucking toast.
That's true.
Yeah, he's in a certain amount of trouble. She
it depends on how big her bananas are.
You know what? Do you know what? This is actually this is no laughing matter because while this is a crappy superhero, Luke has uncovered a problem with our litmus test for superheroes.
It's the gold standard is what it is. Going up against the shit-throwing gorilla.
Because while she'll easily be able to defeat the shit-throwing gorilla, she won't be able to defeat a real supervillain.
Well, I think she will.
Except for a shit-throwing gorilla. Like there's a very
banana eating villains are probably going to be pretty susceptible.
Or anyone who might walk and slip on a banana peel.
But that could be tons of innocent people too.
Yeah,
she could be quite a dangerous superhero, leaving banana peels all over the place.
Hey, that's fair too. Not all superheroes are perfect.
Yeah.
But if you just she's not a superhero though. She's a gardener.
No, but she produces these things somehow,
like growing them in a garden.
No. Did you say she grows them?
She's a mutant of some sort.
Like, she just comes up with bananas somehow. She doesn't grow them, right?
It's a mystery.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Does it take her, years to come up with these things, or can she on demand come up with them?
Yeah, she shits them out constantly.
She
so
can control it.
It may be a mystery, but we're pretty fucking sure that she's not just growing them, right? She's not going, see me in about 6 months and I'll have some poison bananas for you.
No. She's better than that.
It's not like laying an egg.
Can she eat these bananas for sustenance and she's not affected by the poison? I'd be impressed with that.
I think probably. Yeah,
You
don't seem to know. You seem to be speculating an awful lot there.
Well, maybe he's not too close to her.
She's a fucking superhero. There's a lot of mystery involved.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, I changed my mind then. Good superhero.
She could make smoothies.
Yeah.
Poisonous smoothies?
Poisonous smoothies. You try to resist.
You keep her away from me. I don't want her around.
All I know is... I need to know where the bananas are coming from, because if she's got a banana hammock, I'm not attracted to her.
A banana hammock, nice.
Even if you call her babe.
Welcome to Sportage.
Woo!
Our segment about sports and sport-related activities.
Here's the scenario. Okay, you're lying down on your back, and Tiger.
Who's you? Me?
Yeah, just put yourself in this hypothetical situation. You're lying down on your back, and Tiger Woods is standing there, and he's winding up to take a swing, a golf swing, with his driver. And on his swing, it actually comes down and catches you right under the chin. Okay? So you get a full force swing right into the chin while you're on your back. Does that kill you?
Sucker.
Yeah. Would you die from that?
A full force swing where? In the head?
Right under the chin.
Right under the chin.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're dead.
Would your head come off?
I don't think so.
Or would it just break your jaw?
I think it would do a lot of bad things to your head in general. I don't think it would knock it clean off you, but I think it would smash a lot of things.
And you'd die.
Well, I think that you would run a pretty good risk of that. I would actually think if he hit you like on the back, like at the base of the skull on the back of your head, that would probably have a bigger chance of killing you.
Yeah, I agree.
The same thing happened to Popeye.
But Tiger Woods hates Popeye.
You'll notice the chin has been located directly under the nose. Like you've never seen Popeye. Have you ever noticed? You've never seen Popeye's teeth? He doesn't have any teeth.
They were all knocked out in the golf incident?
Yeah, he holds the pipe in his mashed up gums where his teeth used to be.
His mashed up gums. I'd never noticed this before. But
wow.
I'll take note of that.
It happened when he was quite young.
What the fuck is Tiger Woods' problem anyway? Why the fuck is he doing this?
Well, he hates Popeye, clearly.
Was it Tiger Woods that got Popeye? Because I thought that Popeye was around before Tiger Woods' day, but
maybe his.
I don't remember which golfer it was. I didn't see very clearly, but it was somebody with a tan. That's for sure.
Well, that's welcome to the end of our show.
Okay, it was hesitant welcome. It's not hesitant goodbye. Okay, we're fucking done with this show.
Hesitant closing.
It's hesitant welcome and
hesitant
astonishingly
departure.
Grateful taking leave of.
Is that goodbye? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, something
yeah,
like
okay.
that.
How could people possibly be listening to this part? They went through like 10 or 11 minutes, and they're still listening?
Yeah, good point.
What
well,
are you
if
guys
no one's
thinking?
Listening, we can say whatever the fuck we want, right?
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out our...
What a cocksucker.
What did he say?
He's just being a dick.
In case you were expecting / something.
This is what
you're
get.
You're fucked.
You're fucked. You're fucked, yeah. Alright. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.